I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It actually is also Teen Safe Driving Week. And, you know, I have three teenagers, two of whom now drive, and makes me nervous every time they get behind the wheel. And there's a lot we can do to help them be safer. And our good friend Tony Guerrera with the DMV commissioner there, joining us now on Brian and Company. Tony, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to talk to you. Are you already gussied up in your suit for the day, or not quite there yet?
You keep throwing it at me, my friend. I saw you on the news the other day. You look pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, I got to update my wardrobe a little bit. Maybe we can talk about where to go, because I do need to update my suits for the television, but I appreciate the support. This is a really important topic, not just because I have kids, it just is in general. What's happening this week, though, like programmatic-wise, with you guys to promote this?
Yeah, so this is Teen Safe Driving Month, and we started off probably last week, Brian. We started venturing out to different schools and asking students to start participating in the video contest. As you know, you helped us with that in regards to checking them all out and telling us which one you thought was good, or all of them were pretty good, let's put it that way. But unfortunately, we could only have one winner. But more importantly, what we're seeing, Brian, is we're seeing a spike in accidents, fatalities on our roadways. And I think we, as a DMV and as a commissioner, our team, and even the governor and his administration, we're starting to go out and talk to students. What is it that we're seeing out there that maybe we're not seeing, Brian? Is it something that, you know, when you're going through the driving schools, are you engaged in them? Are you not engaged in it? You know, because we're seeing a track where back in the early 2000s, when we put the teen driving laws in place, Brian, because of those bad fatalities then, you know, drastically accidents went down. Now we're in 2024, and they're spiking to records that go way back before then. So we really are concerned with that.
Well, you bring up, because I have my list of questions I usually, you know, write down before these interviews, and one of them was, you know, do we need to take a look at how we teach driving? And I've had two kids go through the driver's ed stuff, and they get the classes and the online this, and then they put in their hours. And, you know, none of the kids obviously like the classes, and I don't know how much they actually pay attention to it or not. And so I think it would be really behoove, I don't know who does them, who sets it up, but it might behoove everybody to take a look at that. And I also think it's modeling from the parents too. I mean, I have to tell you, I mean, it's pretty easy to know why there's a spike in my opinion. There's distracted driving and driving under the influence. I mean, and because of marijuana, the detection's different, and because of the phones, it's a disaster.
And, you know, that's a very good point. And I think those are all the data points that we're looking to get from Eric Jackson up at UConn, who's a data expert in regards to accidents and what's going on our roadways. But to your point, Brian, what I find is very interesting is that, you know, we talk about drinking, we talk about drugs, we talk about how you should learn from your parents. But is it the technology in the vehicles that are distracting everyone? Huh. I got to be quite honest with you. You know, we just recently purchased a newer car, and the technology in there is mind-boggling, trying to figure it all out. And you can get frustrated when you're trying to figure out, when you're on the roadways, how things work, and it does take your eyes off the road.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, too. It's something I hadn't factored in. Tony Guerrera with the commissioner of the DMV. So car crashes are, in fact, the leading cause of death among teens. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's worse now than it, I mean, because you talk about the spike, because it actually is worse now than it has been in the past. You have noticed a decisive spike?
A significant spike. We're at close to when we passed these teen driving laws for that purpose, when we had those fatalities. And like I said, Brian, after we passed those laws, we saw drastic reduction and accidents and fatalities. and now we're seeing it spike back up to records where it was back in the early 2000s.
You know, we said this is random and a little bit of an aside because not just teenagers, but like, I'm curious about, you know, because you've been you've been in and around government for a long time. Why does Connecticut not have a helmet law for motorcycles?
Well, I will tell you this. I think that it goes back to way back when during the legislative process over a number of years that the groups that came in that rode motorcycles really, you know, were influential in saying that they did not want to have helmets at that time. Times have changed. I think that, you know, we really need to look at that law again, Brian, because, again, cars are traveling much faster. They're just weaving in and out. And I think it's time that, you know, that legislative proposal comes back to the table and really look at it. But let me tell you, the motorcycle group were really instrumental in lobbying up at the Capitol against it.
Huh. Yeah, the lobbies, if you get the right lobby, you can keep things off for a long time. I mean, we do the wine in the grocery store thing every year, and you see those lobbies are strong. Anything else you want to touch on, Tony, before we let you go?
You know, just that, again, please, you know, as parents, and thank you for saying that, Brian, I think we need to really have some serious conversations with our kids when they get behind the wheel. Talk to them about it. I know we sound like broken records sometimes, but it does help. It really does. So, again, just make sure you put that word out there, and we really appreciate it, Brian.
Yeah. And then we got to be better, too. Like, you know, I have to model my kids not be on the phone and be smart and set a good example for the kids. Tony, it's great to talk to you as always. Come in studio next time.
You got it, my friend.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.